to the Good Morning Show with Oliver O.T. Thomas.
We're back. Welcome back to the Good Morning Show. Oliver O.T. Thomas, the early bird, and the entire WBOK listening audience. Thank you guys for allowing me to vent, you know, Freedom Friday, right? So every now and then a host gets to let their frustration. I don't want to say Frustration Friday because like Dr. Ann McCall says, man, we're on a high note right now. What a wonderful opportunity, man. A great interview in the studio with us right now, Dr. Ann McCall, Senior Vice President, Provost of Academic Affairs at Xavier University, and like she says, her job is to make sure the teachers can teach in the best environment possible and the kids can learn in the greatest environment possible. Also in the studio with us is Ms. Gail Gilmore, a voiceress from heaven, New Orleans' own homegirl, renowned opera singer. And on the phone lines with us right now is Dr. Pierre Johnson and Dr. Simeon, Joseph Simeon. I think I lost one of them. That's why it's not always good for the host to touch the this up. But Dr. McCall, wow, Xavier's commencement exercise, three of the finest graduates that ever walked through that university, three of the greatest examples that God could put on this earth about overcoming success. That's what we have in the studio and on the air with us right now.
That's right. And tomorrow we'll actually have four because we have Ms. Gail Gilmore, the renowned vocalist, and the three doctors will be together tomorrow. So we're going to have two of them on the phone if things work out right. But we have four incredible alums who really demonstrate what it is that Xavier's been doing since 1925.
So talk to us about Xavier's efforts, especially to highlight graduates and those connected with the university that have overcome obstacles in spite of their challenge, whether it's race, gender, class. Xavier has always done an excellent job saying, hey, you know what? No matter where you are, this is what you can do and this is what you can be. And Ms. Gilmore and Drs. Johnson and Simeon represent that.
Well, that's right. There are more than 20,000 Xavier alumna throughout the world, engineers, doctors, singers, accountants, educators, communicators. That's what we've been doing since 1925. And many of our students come from environments where, previous to Xavier, they have not had access to the education they deserve.
Right.
Some of our students, yes, but many of them also no. And our job at Xavier is to help them unleash their talent.
And talking about unleash, from Mahalia and Buddy and Louis to Gail Gilmore, right? There are very few African Americans, especially when you talk about opera. I was fortunate to have Noah Stewart, one of the few black male opera singers, on my show several years ago. And that's not an area that you would typically see African-American, especially African-American female Gail Gilmore. New Orleans, Xavier, and the role that they played in this international success you have.
It just so happened that it is Xavier University. But New Orleans is famous for producing musicians. I mean, you have Winston Marsalis, and you have Shirley Verrett, mm-hmm. and Mahalia Jackson. I mean, that's just the name of few. I mean, I was just running the streets here, right. Having a good time most of the time.
Running the streets with a voice, though. with a voice to be unleashed upon man and womankind. Dr. Johnson and Dr. Simeon, talk about the role that Xavier played in you guys' lives and why this commencement, this occasion is so special to you guys. Hello?
This is Dr. Johnson speaking. Xavier was just instrumental for my brothers and I, just coming from underrepresented background, giving us a safe space, one to find our intellectual pathway, and to also to not make us feel bad about our deficiencies, and to show us what we really needed to do to pathway out, to our pathway to success. I mean, because the biggest difference is that, large universities, mm-hmm. and universities that don't understand where we come from, aren't sympathetic and don't really care about anything other than test scores and how you can adapt. But if you're not prepared for that and you don't have a university that nurtures and caters to kids from these types of areas, then success is not afforded to them. So Xavier just, you know, it just took us, nurtured us, and it just showed us what it looked like to be successful and how to carve out our path.
And Dr. Simeon and Dr. Johnson both, I want you guys to elaborate on the comment. I wrote it down. You said showed you guys an intellectual pathway. You know, and when you talk about test scores and all those other things, but, it, you know, as someone who's an athlete in college, a lot of those other larger universities, it's hop, run, jump, shoot, throw, catch, a tackle. Talk about that intellectual pathway, because especially if you're African-American, especially if you're from New Orleans, that intellectual pathway isn't made available, especially for many African-American men.
This is Dr.
Hey, Dr. Simeon.
Yeah. How you doing?
Doing fine. God bless, man.
You know, I'm definitely a product of New Orleans, from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'll definitely say exactly what you're saying, is that a lot of times with the bigger universities, they when they look at our youth, people that look like us, they try to put us in a category of athlete, of entertainment, to basically, I guess, to bring forth light to the university for their own particular purpose. But what Xavier did is they said, you know, regardless of what society put out there as success for young black males in particular, we want to hound in on a different side of excellence, and that is academically. And so they took individuals like myself that struggled with test taking, and they basically just gave us the opportunity to learn and to see what our difficulties were, so that we may be successful in a realm of professionalism, and even
go ahead.
No, even in a level of becoming a physician, which hounds many test taking situations that you have to go through.
And for Gail Gilmore, that intellectual pathway was important, but your gift it says that 24 years old, that your distinguished career with your voice, but talk about that intellectual pathway as a foundation that you received at Xavier for what was a natural gift that you have in terms of your voice.
Well, if I may drop a few names.
Please.
Nelson, Norman Francis, Dr. Norman Francis, and Sister Veronica, and Gordon Brown, he's no longer living, and Malcolm Breeder. They had a very difficult time with me because I started in the church. My father was a Baptist minister at Greater Tulane Baptist Church, and my mother was a school teacher, but I had only gospel music as a background. And I went to Xavier to learn classical music, and I sat and did an audition for the first time when I walked through the door and sat at the piano and played Wade in the Water and sang Wade in the Water in a very low key. And Sister Veronica said, oh, my God, we have a lot of work to do with this poor girl. And Gordon Brown said, I'll take her. And really, they prepared me for recitals and got me ready and tried to do everything they could, starting with English and then went to Italian and a little German. And of course, they gave up on the French, and it was interesting because they had patience. They all worked together and took me one by one and sat down and worked with me individually. And I had another problem. I was dyslexic, also reading backwards.
Right.
I mean, so they had a terrible time. They said, this girl has a voice, but, you know, let's work on her brain, you know.
Right.
And it was a patience and love and discipline. Okay, I had to have also a lot of discipline. I wanted to achieve. And I met Kermit Gray also and Wilford Delphin.
Wilford Delphin, yes, he's been a guest here.
And also Edwin Romaine,
yes.
And they also worked with me on the side to influence me in the opera.
Creole opera is one
right.
of the guests.
Right, and it was, we ran behind Leontine Price, you know, even when she came to New Orleans, right. And Birgit Nilsson, and I sat in these performances, and I thought, this is my profession. But how am I going to achieve this?
For Dr. Simeon and Dr. Johnson, you know, Xavier, when you talk about Xavier throughout the world, you know, it's thought of as African-American elite. It really is. It's thought of as the best in the, and that's not a bad thing. But talk about, you know, when you read up on you guys, especially from the Pulse of Perseverance, and you didn't consider yourselves the best and the brightest. You didn't consider yourself from elite, socially elite African-American caste system. You were just, like Dr. Simeon said, you were just regular kids who were products of New Orleans that Xavier helped make it. Because the outside appearance of Xavier in many cases is, well, now Xavier gets the best. That's the kids with the little pretty lives.
I mean, if you read our book, I mean, if anybody reads our book, I mean, we're completely transparent about our mm-hmm. backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's one of our things that we do to make kids understand that everybody's not like that. And that's why Xavier is so special, because for myself, you know, parents, you know, I'm from the south side of Chicago. Parents were both addicted to drugs.
Right.
You know, I came to Xavier not even knowing what a periodic table was.
Wow.
I just knew I wanted to be a doctor. So, you know, it's like running a 100-yard dash and everybody's at the 50s and you push go and you're at the start. You know, nobody cares about where you came from or any of that stuff except Xavier, and they're compassionate about it. So it is, you know, very important, especially in those first 3 to 4 months.
Great
the kid
point.
Is there, mm-hmm. that coming from that type of background, mm-hmm. to one, identify what their issues and what their areas of needs are, and then, you know, taking all your tools and resources to make sure that student that really wants to succeed, giving them all the avenues that they can succeed. And that's why Xavier's special. And it did that for all three of us. You know, when you read our book, it talks about, you know, all of us. We didn't come, you know, all from New Orleans. I came from Chicago. Dr. Madeira, he came from D.C. and had, you know, a son of Haitian immigrants. Like, we all had our struggles and challenges. But Xavier found a way, you know, just to, again, have a safe space for us to come in and just work as hard as we possibly can, you know, to do what we needed to do.
Dr. McCartney, well, first of all, that's Dr. Johnson from Chicago, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you know, I my first year of ball at college, I played ball at Wisconsin, and my friends were from Gordon Tech and Brother Rice and Dunbar and Phillips, and walking through those neighborhoods, that just New Orleans North. the level of survival in Chicago and Chicago people was just similar, especially for a black male, similar to New Orleans. Dr. McCall, it's got to be a beautiful thing when you talk to, especially, man, this book. Everyone should read this book, The Pulse of Perseverance. Everyone should have an understanding of Gail Gilmore's life. But Dr. Johnson said, I mean, just the basics. What was it about Xavier that Xavier saw the doctor in him?
Mm-hmm.
They saw the doctor in Dr. Simeon. They saw the renowned operatic singer in Miss Gilmore. That has to be special.
Oh, yeah.
Because they couldn't see it in themselves.
Well, that is what Xavier's all about. I mean, the faculty who teach at Xavier, the staff who work at Xavier, were there. You know, our mission is mm-hmm. to help create a more just and humane society. That starts with the way that we welcome students into our community. You know, there's one of our banners says, Xavier, where excellence is the rule. We believe it, and we believe that our students have it in them. As shocking as it is to hear, you know, the doctor say, I didn't know what a periodic table
right.
was, that's something, I mean, it says an appalling thing about high schools and opportunities that we give students in the secondary level. That's not absolutely unusual to hear on our campus.
Mm-hmm.
So we have students who arrive with great academic backgrounds from high
best
school.
Best and the brightest.
And, you know, APs, advanced
right.
classes. We have students every year who do not know what a periodic table is and who come pre-med. But the university provides tutoring, the faculty-student relationship, and if I can tell you one more thing,
yeah.
our biggest student club is the chemistry club. Now think about what that says about our university.
There's no doubt about it. Doctors Johnson and Simeon and Miss Gilmore, as you look back on now, from not knowing what a periodic table is to being one of the leading medical intellectuals in our society, your book, The Pulse of Perseverance, Miss Gilmore, singing in a voice from heaven throughout the world. As you look at it now, do you think that where you come from and those struggles, doctor, actually is part of the gifts that makes you a lot more special and successful now? Ms. Gilmore?
No, I think it's not just the gift. It is also the personality and, of course, the human side of...
The shaping and the molding, yes. And the people who come into your life.
And the people who come
Great
into
point.
Your life.
Great point.
I had a doctor of literature to approach me about maybe 7 years ago who said, I'm going to write a book about you and your life. I said, what for? Well, you know, why do you do this? He says, because I believe that it's going to be a very, very interesting book. So he did an interview with me for in the course of a month, and he interviewed all the people who worked with me and mm-hmm. all the people who hired me. And it turned out to be a very, very interesting book, but he didn't know what the title should be. So he spoke to an opera journalist, and he said, well, with Gail, she's a little wild on stage. And I mean,
she's from New Orleans.
And she takes on all the roles of the evil women mm-hmm. and the women who kill and destroy and who want to be the queen. And she takes on these roles. And, you know, I'm not the very, what do you call it, the sweet girl in
right.
the operas. I'm
right.
always the bad girl.
Right.
And so he said, you have to name the book Diva Furiosa. Furiosa means furious or
the furious diva.
Yes. Diva. And so the book is called Diva Furiosa, and people read it and just laugh themselves.
How can people get a copy of
they
that
laugh
book?
Themselves
they,
to death.
How can they get a copy of that book?
Well, I'll work on it. You just give me an address. I'll send it to you.
Good. And for before we probably need an hour on whole show for the importance of this segment. But for Drs. Johnson and Simeon, for folk who are listening out there, do you remember that moment at Xavier? That where you got it, right? Well, even though you didn't know what a periodic table was, it was that moment for both of you where you said, you know what? I fit. This is where I'm headed. You remember that moment?
You know, this is Dr. Simeon.
Dr. Simeon?
That moment that I remember that, you know, I have it and I know what I need to do is when I was on the second floor and I met Max and Pierre. Because at that moment, I knew that I seen people that was struggling the same way I was struggling, and I knew we was going to make it. And I knew that we wasn't going to let failure to be an option. So we made that bond, and that's basically what we talk about in the book, the bond that we created
right.
to say that we all would make it. So that moment came in the second floor of the library, and that's what made Xavier also so much of a blessing is because you know, coming from the environment in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
when there's a lot of things going around you, just to be able to go to a place
every day
that you can sit and learn every day. And,
yeah.
and the second floor became my actually almost like my residence because I basically lived there.
Well,
I definitely know when that opportunity came.
Well, that's amazing. Dr. Johnson, you remember that moment.
I mean, I concur exactly with my brother said because he basically took the answer right out of my mouth. You know, that when we met each other at a time of clinical depression, we were, you know, gifted kids, but we had deficiencies all in our own right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were struggling with poor grades for the first time in our lives. And that's when we met each other. And that's where the transformation happened just because we just had, you know, just an understanding behind that. But just back to your other question that you were talking about, just like the importance of, you know, having, it's so important to have people that represent all walks of life in all professions.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you talk about medicine and
yes.
you talk about healthcare disparities
yes.
and everything else.
Preach.
If anybody want, you know, if anybody preaches that they want a more equitable society, if they want, you know, everybody to have a good chance of everything in life, there's no way where you can just have, you know, everybody coming from Beverly Hills become doctors
Amen.
Because they can't relate to, you know, people where I come from. So you have to have that, you know, in order to have an equitable society, you have to have people of all walks of life at high levels of success. And for us, you know, that's why Xavier is so important because it's putting, you know, people from everywhere on high pedestals to be able to go out into the world and make changes.
Gilmore, you want to say something on that?
I didn't answer your question fully because you wanted to know just about you get somewhere because of talent.
Yes.
You have to get somewhere because you have help. And you have to have
teamwork.
You cannot sing an opera and the lady who cleans the stage is not interested in cleaning the stage and you're rolling around on nails.
Great point.
You know, and the person who turns on the lights, he's just as important as the person who rotates the stage or the chorus or the orchestra. You have to have teamwork. You need other people.
And before we let Provost McCall close out, and we're going to close out with the song by Gil Gilmore, Dr. Simeon, homeboy, I want to ask you this question. One of our contributors here with the Good Morning Show is Dr. Brian Turner, who is in the psychology department at Xavier. And he talks about the importance of cultural competency. And I think Dr. Johnson touched on it. How important is it, especially in the world today, for people who are not just intellectuals and social scientists and policy people, but that they have a level of cultural competency so that they can see the kid be a doctor who can't see himself understanding what a periodic table is? How important is that, Dr. Simeon?
It's extremely important because, you know, the one thing that we must focus on is that people that look like us, we are not looking for a handout.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking for is someone that understands us, understands our struggle, understands our deficiencies, that can really hone that and realize that there are other ways to deliver the same information so that the kid can actually express it and be able to do well on exams.
Amen.
And that is important for people that basically look like us to be in these fields, you know, because if they understand us and understand what we go through, then they allow us to be able to accomplish the same goals that they have, but on an even greater level.
Where can people get a copy of The Pulse of Perseverance? How can they order it? I think it should be a must read.
So The Pulse of Perseverance, you can go on Amazon and pick it up. We also have it on Kindle.
Okay.
Now it's actually in Barnes & Noble also, but our website that you can go to is The Pulse of P3. That's THEPULSE of P3. And then we also on Instagram.
The number three.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Pulse of P, number three. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Dr. McCall, great commencement weekend. Wow, Gil Gilmore, the three doctors, our homeboy, Dr. Simeon. Oh, wow, what could we ask for more out of a commencement, but also the examples of perseverance and success?
Well, absolutely. So to close out here, there is nothing to say that our alums don't say better than anyone who works at the university. Our ambassadors are our alumni. Tomorrow, there are 550 students or more who are going to cross that stage and get their undergraduate, their pre-professional, their professional, their graduate degrees, and they're going to go out into the world and make a difference like our alums whom we're honoring. We couldn't be prouder.
And let's pray for good weather. Dr. Johnson, God bless you, man, especially given the struggles of Chicago today with black men and the example you set. And our homeboy, Dr. Simeon, man, as a little kid from the lower nine, I don't know what neighborhood you grew up in, but, you know, New Orleans, as always, it's never been easy. And it's never been the big easy for us. And thank you for the example that you set. And now we're going to listen to Gil Gilmore on the way out, guys. Love y'all.
All right, thank you.
Love you guys. Se me plaît que ta voix.
how beautiful. I don't understand the words, but I can feel the melody. I don't know exactly how to interpret the language, but I do know what she says. She said love, she said peace, and she said perseverance. Doing it the Xavier way, right? Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Let's participate and support this commencement exercise. Let's support our doc. Let's get a copy of The Pulse of Perseverance. Let's continue to follow our songstress from heaven, Gail Gilmore, wherever she goes and sings throughout the world. Guys, have a wonderful day. When we come back, Principal Mike McKenzie, STEAM Saturday. Appreciation for this time. The head of CEO of Charter of Einstein Charter Schools. We'll be back after the break.